When I first was going to start this series, I thought about talking about individual things, things that I mentioned in the introduction, things like the weather and some of the things that go wrong now, tornadoes and hurricanes and things like that. Other things I was going to talk about, of course, with the body, aging, and I will get into all these things. I'll talk about the many things that we've lost, but one of the things that came to mind that I wanted to talk about first is something that I see and hear about all the time, and that is we've lost our sense of peace. We have no contentment. I've heard about surveys that have said that over 70% of the working people in this country do not like their jobs. Young people today jump from job to job. There's no desire to make a career or make something that's lasting. You look at divorce, the divorce rates are horrendous. People can't even stay married to someone that the Bible says is supposed to be the most important human in your life. Of course, the Lord is supposed to be the most important person in your life. Your spouse is supposed to be the most important human. We see people doing what the Lord said not to do. What God has joined together, let no man tear asunder. The word asunder means to tear apart violently. And that's what divorce is. Some people try to say that their divorce was amicable. And maybe it was financially, and maybe they didn't fight or threaten each other or what have you. But the spiritual aspect is still horrible. The destruction, the tearing apart of your relationship. We just don't have peace in this world. We worry now sending our kids out onto the streets, whether there's some pervert, some weirdo out there wanting to take them. We have no peace with our government. This nation is torn apart, literally it seems, 50-50. We have no peace in our homes. Alarm companies make a fortune from people who are afraid of being broken into. There just is no peace. We have no peace in ourselves. More and more people today can't even figure out what gender they are. They try to say that gender's fluid. No, it's not fluid. He made them man and woman. He, of course, being God the Creator. What He made, you cannot change. It's impossible. You want proof? Pick out one hair on your body. Just one. Change its color. Who of you can change the color of a single hair? But somehow you're going to change your entire being. Not just your flesh, but your spirit as well. The living person that you really are. What you really are. This body is just a vehicle that carries your spirit around. A house, if you will. Where your spirit lives. Where it dwells. Your spirit is the very essence of you. It is you. No, you can't change this. We have no peace. It seems that we are angrier now than any time in our history since the Civil War. And even then, at a time when brother took up arms against brother, most people thought that the war was going to be over after the first battle. They did not expect it to go on as long as it did. People don't even find peace in church anymore. More and more people are looking at churches as places trying to take their money, not really giving them the answers they're looking for. When I started thinking about this series, I started realizing that so many of these other things that I was going to talk about, and will talk about, all come down to a sense of peace. We used to honor our elderly. Now we stick them in homes. We used to honor their wisdom. Now we discard it. We honor young athletes, many of whom go out and do some of the dumbest things, arrested by law enforcement, throw away their entire careers, drugs, alcohol. We looked to the wrong generation for the answers. As the saying goes, youth is definitely wasted on the young. It's sad, but it's true. Time when our bodies are the strongest, our minds are the weakest. Even Christians today, the Bible says, don't worry. What do? We worry. We can't seem to find any peace in what we do. Songs say, Lord, return quickly, please, because we're not happy. We're not content. This is what sin did. The original creation, the original garden, was a place with no crime, no wild animals attacking, no horrific weather patterns. Weather phenomena that destroy whole towns. Food was provided. We didn't have to work for it. We could find our gifts and concentrate on those, whatever it might be, athletics or art or building, whatever. We wouldn't have had to provide for our own needs like we do today. So much of our time is spent just to survive. And then we barely survive. You think about the ancients, over 9 centuries. Methuselah, the oldest recorded, 969 years. Now, if we live 10% of that, 96, 97, we say that person had a long, long life. No, they didn't. That person had a miserably short life. This world provides little peace. Some might say it provides no peace. This is what we lost when we sinned. All the evil that came into the world. Crime, thieves, and not just ones who break into your home. Look at the politicians who break into your wallet give that money away to people, organizations who don't deserve it, and you have no control. They claim that we do, if we can elect people and move people in and out, but the political parties are so strong. So who do you really elect? Someone who they choose? Someone who is loyal to the party, loyal to the politicians, and the people behind the scenes who are really in charge? Those who do things for their own gain to maintain power and control over the rest of us. So, do we really have that much power over our politicians? No, we don't. At least not the way things are run currently, allowing politicians to make laws as they see fit. And what about judges, especially those who have sat on the Supreme Court, who have passed laws by their rulings against their authority, against what the people established under the Constitution? They're no longer just interpreting a law. In other words, comparing what the law says to the Constitution to see if it's legal. They have made rulings that aren't even in the Constitution. Their interpretations, and I definitely use the word interpretations very loosely, are no more than passing laws in disguise. And it's a very thin disguise. And I think most people can see right through it. I believe that over the years, the people have seen just how many laws have been made by the Supreme Court under the guise of interpretive rulings without debate, without the will of the people, without the power of the Constitution, and most importantly, without the moral guidance and authority of God the Creator. Now, many conservatives are very happy because the court is definitely leaning towards the right, towards conservative ideology. But what happens when, and I say when, not if, the court goes back to the left and starts making rulings that people, Christians, know to be immoral and wrong? Are you starting to realize now just how much we've lost, how much we've given up because of sin? Individuality, freedom, peace. All for what? A few pleasures that last just a short time? Even the rich are birds in a gilded cage, afraid to go out. They surround themselves with guards and walls, gates. The only peace is salvation. That word is appropriate because it's not just salvation from sin, it's salvation from all of the agony, all of the problems of sin. This is the hope that's coming. This is the hope that people as Christians look to. This is why people are still hanging on to it, as we see people abandoning religion, abandoning faith. Others don't, because of the hope. What a miserable life if this is all that there is. What a miserable, miserable existence. As Solomon said, as quoted in Ecclesiastes, and I'm paraphrasing here, the man who has already died is better off than the man who still lives, because all these problems are gone. But then he goes on to say that the man who has yet to be born, who hasn't seen all this evil under the sun, is better off than both. What a sad statement on the world today. Very sad. This lost peace is one of the greatest miseries brought on by sin. Think about that. The next time you look at this earth and are tempted by some of these sinful pleasures, think about what those pleasures have cost. The price is way too high. And what we get in return is way too low. That's why we hope in the resurrection. That's why we hope in our Savior. That's why we hope in a future without sin, when once again we'll receive peace.